Come on.
Good morning.
Come on.
7-Eleven, Brock Hunter.
Is it going to be like 60 today? Is that what I heard?
Hey, man, I got the shorts on. I'm ready to go. I don't care. Even if it's not, I already busted them out, man. Busted them out.
Shorty shorts, huh?
Yeah. Got my shorts on. They're a little short. My balls are hanging out to the one side, so. Good Lord.
Now, what do you have in your eighth pocket?
Let's see. I got a pocket knife. I have a bag of marbles, beans,
nice.
Rope.
Do you have Jax? Do you have that game Jax?
I got Jax in my pocket. I got some baseball cards. I got some bubble gum.
Nice. Big league chew.
I got a yo-yo in my pockets. Nice. Yeah, yeah. And I still got pockets to spare, man. Yeah.
Yeah. See, ladies, you got your coach purses. You pay $800 for just at least give us a few more pockets on our shorts.
You know how long I've had these shorts? They used to be pants until I cut them into shorts, all right? That's what they were. These were cargo pants that I cut into cargo shorts because I had them so long. I'm like, I should probably, turn these into shorts now. So, yeah.
You wore them so much, the bottom frayed out, and you had to cut them up.
You should see, too. I got little holes in the pockets where you can see my butt. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But luckily, So right now I'm wearing the Northerner's springtime wear, which is shorts with a sweatshirt. So, yeah. So I got the sweatshirt on. And then the shorts.
Are you a shorts above the knee or shorts below the knee kind of a guy?
It depends on the mood. Sometimes I have a few that go below. I don't like it like super like, like my old JNCO shorts that went to the shin. they went mid shin. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I do have a pair that goes like right to the bottom of the kneecap. Those are like the longest ones that I have. Kiki hates them. She says I look like a little boy when I wear them.
I've always been a below the kneecap kind of a guy, and I got some golf shorts last year. We do that tournament every year,
yep.
And they give us that gift card or whatever. So I bought a pair of Under Armour shorts last year, put them on. I just can't do the show. I got some skinny ass legs too, man.
Yeah.
It's like a little bird leg sticking out of some shorts. It just doesn't look right. Really doesn't. It's not like I'm trying to show these things off,
You're not
There's
trying
to show
off your milky, meaty thighs is what it is.
I put the shorts on. The wife's like, yeah, go put some pants on. Yeah,
you're embarrassing me in public.
Hey, Big Bird, go put some pants on.
How do you even walk in those things? How do they even support your body?
My legs don't even touch the pant leg. I just walk.
Why it's so funny.
His pants aren't even moving. Look at that. It's amazing.
The thighs are so tiny that they don't even hit the inside of the pant leg. Oh, my God.
He's got a big stomach. He's built like a robin.
Built like a robin.
Spring is here, ladies and gentlemen.
If you ever want to feed Hunter, just put some birdseed in your hand and hold it out. And like a robin.
Fly up and
oh, my God. Anyway, but yeah, the shorts are out. So it's good news, folks. Shorts are out. And it's here. I've ushered it. We don't need no effing groundhog giving us the forecast. Brock's kneecaps, if you see them, that means it's summertime, all right?
Mm-hmm,
good
mm-hmm.
enough.
Now you're not wearing sandals now. You're in the studio.
No,
you get in trouble.
I got my slip-on shoes that I bought at Walmart. I bought two pair, and they're fantastic. Nice. They're like knockoff Sanooks like you got.
Sanooks, so, right. Yeah. That's the hack. That's the building hack right there.
But
it's sandals, but they turn into shoes.
It's the George brand of Sanooks, and they're a lot cheaper. But anyway, we got to keep moving here. We're going to fall behind. Folks, it's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it. You're going to pump it. Well, apparently, cheddar is better. YouGov poll found, of more than 8,000 people, found that cheddar, the classic yellow cheddar, was the number one cheese for people. American was second, followed by mozzarella, Swiss, pepper jack, and then Colby jack. I'm going to be honest. American, to me, is not a flavor cheese.
I never really understood the cheddar and American.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Yeah. It's actually, to me, American, when I hear American cheese, I just think of the cheap, like, you know, little singles. Yeah, the slices.
Yeah, the singles and the plastic thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's not a flavor. They need to take that off the list. Yeah, cheddar is obviously the best. You give me a nice aged sharp cheddar. Mm. Oh, my God, dude.
Do you like to, like the Velveeta? Do you melt that in the crock pot? We've been doing that for game days a lot
recently.
It's
good for dips. Yeah, like you get some, what I like to do is I take the, like the hot breakfast sausage, the Jimmy Dean's. Breakfast sausage, you do that, you make like that dip. Oh, dude, that's
some people throw diced up tomatoes
that's
in there.
That's what you
too.
Do. You get the Rotel in there. Hell yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, that's one of the best dips you'll ever make.
Right, I'm going to throw one out there. I'm going to throw one out there because I think I might like this one better than cheddar. Queso.
Yeah,
queso,
but that's
so good.
Isn't that like just basically melted pepper jack?
No, I think it's its own thing. I think queso is its own cheese.
Boy, I don't know if that's better than sharp cheddar, though, man. Dude, there's a place it's that close. My mom always gets me cheese from in Wisconsin. It's in New Glarus, and they do they have, like, aged cheddar. You can get a 10-year. You can get a 15-year. They have a 20-year aged cheddar. Dude, it will literally change your life. If I could have sex with the cheese, that would be the cheese.
We'll get you Swiss because we already got holes
in there. Yeah, I already got holes in there.
So there was a time in my life where the wife and I were like, you know, we're kind of interested in cheese. We're going to go out to this cheese place and we're going to get a real, like, rare cheese. We're going to drop some money on some cheese. Dude, there's so many different types of cheeses. Yeah. We got there and we're just so flustered. I don't know. Do you know? There's 80,000 different types of cheese you could choose from.
You are best friends with a guy who was born in the cheese state. Why did you not come to me? I will give a full list. I'll even give you meats, delicious meats to pair with your cheeses. How about
maybe we need to go to Wisconsin.
Oh, dude, you couldn't handle it. You couldn't handle a cheese day in Wisconsin.
You can't handle the cheese.
You will literally die, bro. No, yeah, it's one of those things where cheese, it actually affects a part of your brain the same way cocaine does. Like, that's how good cheese is. God, I love cheese.
Limburger?
Cheese. I'll eat it if it's done right. Yeah, yeah.
I like to put a couple dabs underneath my armpits before I go out at night.
What is wrong with you? What are you doing?
It's the stinky cheese, right?
Yes, exactly. It's the stinky cheese. A moron. Anyway, so enjoy some cheese. Enjoy some cheese. Mm-hmm. But not American because it's not a thing. It's not a thing. Lastly, ladies, stock up on your batteries because there's a new 50 Shades of Grey coming up.
Have you seen it? I've never seen it. You know, you're going through all the settings.
Yeah, you got to go to high power. It's like... No, so it's a new book. You know, it started off as a book, right? Not a movie.
Yeah.
It was a book. Yeah, your mom's got one on her bedside. So this one is coming from the perspective of Christian Grey. So it's 50 Shades Freed as told by Christian. So it's the male lead perspective.
So what, have you read it? Have you seen it? Do you know anything about this?
I've never seen it. I have not read it. I know Kiki has seen it.
What's so hot about it? Why do chicks go nuts over there?
I don't know, because of all the ropes and sex and whatnot. You know what, women? That thing sold, dude, it sold more than 125 million copies of the first one, of the first 50 Shades of Grey. Ladies, it's smut. I don't ever want to hear any lady say, porn is gross. How can you watch that? You're reading books full of a guy who's tying up and whip chains, whistles, yo-yos.
Yeah, I didn't know you could read and get horny. I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, come on now. Dear Penthouse, man, that was like one of my first times in erotica literature, man.
Typically, I just skip to the pictures, but all right.
Well, here's the hard part is it's hard to flip a page while you're whacking it, all right?
You lick your thumb and turn the page.
That's the hard part. That's the hard part. You got to have something hold the book open.
You folks out there are talented. I'll tell you that much.
Why
it's talent.
Kiki, why do you want me to read this story to you again? This is weird. Weird, but
keep reading.
So, so ladies, stock up on it, on your batteries, because a new 50 Shades is coming. You perverts. You filthy old perverts. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.